The three defunct states last received operating costs in March. Governor Futio says he will no longer disburse money budgeted for operating costs, saying the three counties will receive funds once county governments are formed. Governor Futio says he does not see any point in allocating money for operating costs in the counties since county government officials are vacant.
My government for this time will not be for eating government money. Some people just defied government money. Anyone who comes just embezzles government money without delivering service to the community.
Rather than disperse money for operating costs to county officials, the governor says he will use that money instead to provide services to citizens.
The issue where operational costs could come and be distributed among officials on the table will no longer be there. This money will be put into an account. The operational costs of Tombora, I am using it to maintain security at the border of Western Equatorial State and Central African Republic. The operational costs of Maridi, I am using it to repair the road between Maridi and Iba, which is impassable in Marco. The operations costs of Amadi, I am using it to fill the road in Langwa between Maridi and Mundri.
Agre Soro, former Secretary General of the defunct Tombora State, says Tombora needs money from the governor, even though county commissioners have yet to be appointed.
So the government fund-wise, let the programs of the counties go to deliver until the counties are properly established later, which is still going on, according to Local Government Act 2009. So we said, okay, that is a problem, but later on it is not good because this money has been existing, and even though the states are already there, that money actually is coming from the 10 states. It was continuing from that time. And now we say, no, there's no work in other states any longer. All those states have to come here.
Soro says Tombora received 22 million South Sudanese pounds in March, 8 million pounds of which was to be used to pay salaries, and the remaining 14 million pounds was spent on operational costs. Rende Benjamin, former Secretary General of the defunct Maridi State, says his area received more than 4 million South Sudanese pounds for operating costs in March. Daniel Mande, a political analyst in Yambio County, praised the governor's decision to redirect the funding for the former states to provide services to ordinary people.
Previously, operation costs have not been used the right way, and because of this, he has redirected the usage of this that will foster peace and development in Western Equatoria. I'm grateful that the OC for the defunct Tombora State will be used to foster peace in that area, as well as the one of the defunct Budwe State is being used to renovate the state hospital, and also he has used the one from Meridi for filling potholes of road between Meridi and Yambio. That is really very bad, as well as the one for Amadi State will be used also to fill potholes in that part of the region.
Governor Futio did not say how much money will be saved by no longer sending money to Amadi, Maridi, and Tombora counties. For VOA News, I'm Seba Martin Murangi in Yambio.